With Empire KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. It's 12:33. James Wright from San Bernardino nearly lost everything when he was diagnosed with severe osteoarthritis. With help from Social Security's Ticket to Work program and an employment network called ALSUP, Wright got back on his feet and now works full-time. KVCR's Benjamin Perper profiles Wright in this report.
In 2013, James Wright's osteoarthritis got so bad that he had his right knee replaced.
And then 2015, I had my left knee replaced. And then 2017, it was the hip. The hip went out on me. And it was just to the point of hurting so bad. And then the x-rays and the MRIs revealed I had bone on bone in my hip.
So that led to a total hip replacement. He then went on long-term disability through the insurance plan purchased through his employer.
After a certain amount of time period went by, a little over a year, actually, it was closer to 2 years, they said I had to apply for Social Security disability, and they referred me to the company ALSUP.
ALSUP, an employment network, helped Wright navigate the complexities of applying for Social Security.
They explained to me in good detail about as far as the paperwork that was going to be involved, and they had sent me that, and then I filled out the paperwork, signed it, sent it back to them, and they were my go-between between Social Security disability and me.
After being awarded Social Security disability insurance benefits, Wright learned about Social Security's Ticket to Work program, which helps people with disabilities return to work.
It was explained to me that what they're doing is for a certain amount of time, I believe it's 9 months to a year, I'm basically in the system still as on Social Security disability, to where if for some reason my hip would actually keep me from working, then the paperwork would be initiated as far as just a note from the doctor, I guess, or justification that, okay, he can't make it, and the Social Security picks right up. There's no lapse, and I would be right back in the system as far as being disabled and on Social Security disability.
Wright is now back to full-time work.
My goal is my full retirement age of 66 and 2 months, or a little bit past that, but that's my goal, is to retire. And that was what was hurting me when I'm out on disability. There's nothing going into my pension or my 401k at work. So it was like I got to get back to work. I got to get my money back in there so I can retire, you know, without worrying about financial situations.
Wright says he's grateful for the Ticket to Work program and ALSUP's help in applying for benefits and returning to work.
I had never been exposed to anything like this before, and it was just nice to have, you know, I mean, as far as having somebody just trying to get back to work, you know, with the physical therapy and everything, but then to have somebody basically take care of me in a sense as far as, hey, we're going to take care of the paperwork, we'll take care of the communications. Like I said, it just made the whole situation a lot easier than the anxiety and the frustration was all, you know, just had to do my due diligence and get back to work, and they really helped.
You can learn more about the Ticket to Work program at choosework.ssa.gov, and you can learn more about ALSUP at alsupemploymentservices.com. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is improving its system for monitoring cannabis products. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd says significantly more businesses have enrolled in recent months.
In May, only about 250 licensed cannabis businesses were using the system known as Track and Trace, which monitors cannabis products from harvest to manufacturing to retail sales. Now more than half of the state's 6,700 licensed businesses are enrolled. The administration expects nearly all businesses to be in the system by the end of next month.
The effort to increase oversight comes as dozens of Californians have been diagnosed with a mysterious lung illness tied to vaping, including two deaths. Newsom also announced a campaign to curb teen vaping and called for legislation to ban flavored e-cigarettes. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.